to go. Taco to
and a big queue.
Taco to go.
Taco to go. Trip Taco just $2.99. Comes with a big Q, this deal so fine. Brisket breakfast, so much to choose for $2.99. You really can't lose.
Taco to go, taco to.
This deal legit.
Taco to go, taco.
Only at Quick Trip.
Taco to go, taco to go, taco to go.
$2.99.
It's Sal Capaccio.
I make a special capaccio for you, right?
Yes. Oh, now that sounds really good.
Oh, you like?
Hey, get away! Get away from my wife with that!
What's the matter, carpaccio, no good?
What? What do you do now?
They don't like a carpaccio.
They like carpaccio.
Oh. On WGR.
I make a capaccio for you.
Sports Radio 550.
See that Pete Rose was just reinstated by baseball?
Yeah, I just saw that as we were as the music was playing here. Yes.
That'd be a fun pivot from guessing at the schedule to just go right, just go like Pete the Rose. Most comfortable shorts in the drawer that you haven't worn in forever. Does Pete Rose belong in the Hall of Fame?
Oh. Hey, don't leave out Shoeless Joe Jackson.
And Shoeless Joe Jackson. Those are the two. The very best sports topic and the very worst.
Right.
The very worst is, does Pete Rose belong in the Hall of Fame? The very best is, who should the Bills play in Week 10? That's as good as it gets. Some people would flip those. Sal Capaccio on the West Her Hotline. Sal, is today a little bit of a disappointment so far in terms of schedule stuff? Just the one game in the morning. I know that we weren't necessarily to expect more. But yesterday was better.
I'm just blown away by this Pete Rose news you guys just dropped to me. I had no idea until you said that. And then I just looked at it, and I'm like, wow, that is crazy. And Shoeless Joe, by the way,
right? Yep.
That's what you said, Bulldog. Yeah,
yep.
I'm sorry.
Both off the permanent and eligible list.
Wow. Okay. Well, here we go. This is one of the more striking topics of us, right?
Of our radio careers, which for me is like 30 years here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. 100%. I think this is a major topic of, it's been kind of dormant for years. So anyway, I'm sorry, Mike, to digress there and divert, but wow, that was crazy. I did not know that. And I think this is really big news to talk about. I like the fact that the schedule leaks have not come. I tweeted out a little while ago. This is the first time I can remember since the slow schedule leak stuff started years ago and how they put these things out that we have zero Bills games known yet. Even rumored, we don't know anything about the Bills' schedule yet. I will tell you guys, I got a little clue here, though. I'm starting to get some information from people that it could very well be Bills hosting Sunday Night Football Week 1. But I don't know that to be sure yet. And that's the closest thing I even have to anything, though.
Okay, well, that's always seemed possible.
Yes.
For them to get that game. And you and I spoke this morning. I think I might have told you that I think Baltimore is the only team for that game. I think Philadelphia and Kansas City are booked. I don't think the Bengals quite rate, but who knows what the thinking is, the logic is. I certainly don't have to be right about that. But the Ravens at Bills Week 1 at night would, that's worthy of that slot.
I have been, the information that I've been getting from people who, again, nothing confirmed here, it would be Bengals. Bengals at Bills Week 1 Sunday night.
Okay.
Yeah, Baltimore clearly, they obviously had the better season. I view those two teams as relatively equal going into this year. I'm willing to give the Bengals sort of I'm erasing the chalkboard for them for last year. Just try the assignment again. I think they'll be good. I think that division will be a slugfest between those two teams. So to me, they're similar enough that either would have been an acceptable outcome to me if we end up there. And again, you're saying you don't have it, but you're hearing some things about it.
No, yeah, there's just a few things that I'm tying together, and a few people have kind of said this to me, and hey, I'm hearing this, I'm hearing that, and it's now starting to come together. So it would line up for some other things that would be in line with that week. That I've heard as well that have kind of come true already, including the opener and things like that. So that being said. Look, whether it's true or not, that might be the only one, and that is the only one. We know games they're not playing yet. They're not playing Christmas night. They're not playing on the two afternoon Thanksgiving games. I'm pretty sure they're not playing Christmas at all, to be quite honest with you. We know they're not playing international.
Black Friday, Black Friday.
Yeah, Black Friday, that's right. To answer your question, though, Mike, when you started about, like, how much we've known and what it's about, like, yeah, I just think this is kind of wild. I like it. I like not knowing. It just reminds me of many, many years ago, where one day you'd just kind of open up the newspaper and there's the Bills schedule for the season, right? Like, okay, there it is.
We were talking about this earlier, Sal, and I know I would have seen the Bills schedule prior to this happening because there's got to be time for these things to be manufactured. But I feel like when I was in my early 20s, the most time I would spend looking at the schedule, this is like, again, kids, pre-computers and smartphones, okay? The most time I would spend looking at the Bills schedule was on a beer company sign in a bar.
With
no logos on helmets and like the running back helmet guy carrying the balls wearing like a number in the 60s or something. Because they can't have any likeness to anyone that's actually in the league playing professional football. But the schedule would be there with no logos and you'd sit there with your friends and go, I don't know, man, Giants at home, whatever. That was the schedule to me.
Oh my gosh, that's right. It reminds me of, do you remember, I don't know if they did this, I'm sure they did where you grew up in West Seneca, but I remember like even our high school schedule came on a big cardboard thing with Pepsi on it and had all the games listed like that, right? Like that's how we had schedules. Like you just like, bam, there it is right in front of your face and you'd put it up somewhere on a wall and that's when you wanted to know, you'd refer to it somewhere. Now it's everywhere. It's in your face.
Right.
No matter where you turn, there's grids, there's color-coded grids everywhere, all those kinds of things. There's rest days. We got the miles thing today, right, from Adam Schefter. Right. The Bills are the second fewest miles traveled of any team in the league this year.
Well, he doesn't. You know, he doesn't know how they're going to go, though. Schefter. Like, he doesn't know which. When they go to Atlanta, he doesn't know that they won't go through Charlotte, just go way out of the way because they have a friend there that they want to. He doesn't know that yet, but if they go the best, you know, by the GPS, right. he'll be right.
Flying home from Denver, they got to go to Atlanta first.
Like you.
Right, like I did.
I did put in a couple numbers today during my show on with Josh because Josh said the furthest west they go is Houston. I said, oh, okay. And then I go, wait a minute, but Miami might be actually farther. So I put it in. It's very similar. Houston is 1,400 miles. Miami is 1,300 miles. And so, but those are the farthest, literally the farthest the Bills go all year. And what's wild about this year's schedule for the Bills, every single game is in the Eastern time zone except the Houston game, which is in the Central time zone. That is it.
Yeah, that's nice for you and for the team. You know, you're talking about how it used to be. The schedule and the draft are often like it's the same time of year. And when the draft comes around, oh, do you remember, you know, staying home from school on a Tuesday and watching the NFL draft? Yes. I mean, that's how it used to be. But I don't remember how the schedule was announced in those days. You could have not heard about it and then you're at this bar or something.
Right.
But it would have been on the news the day that whatever like day the schedule is announced by the league, by the Bills, it would have been, you know. Ed Kilgore would have had it. I just don't remember. I don't have a memory of that ever happening.
Right.
It would have been important to me.
Right.
I didn't go to games as a kid, but it would have been important to me, the schedule. I just don't. The draft, sure, but the schedule, I don't know.
Yeah, I'm sure I saw it before the bar, but I don't remember really ever sitting with it. You know, just because it's just different now, you know, to have it. First of all, these jobs, you know, lend itself to that, too. But I'm sure there's plenty of Bills fans that keep the Bills schedule in a window on their phone. Like, it's just like a go-to. You know, who we got next or who's in 3 weeks or when do we play whoever? And you just didn't have that.
I'm gonna have to reach out to Murph and ask him. Like, Murph was doing the broadcasts back then, right? Mm-hmm. Well before the internet. He's on with Van. And he's also the Channel 7 sports director at the time. He's an anchor. So he'd be a great guy. I'm going to reach out and ask him, like, what was it like? Do you remember when the schedule came out, you know, and see if he remembers? Oh, yeah, like they just literally would, you know, just kind of mail it to
you.
Us. Yeah. Not even email. Fax it to us. Exactly
I remember
right.
at BEN in the mid-90s. I started there in 94, had a show by 95. I can remember that coming off the fax machine. A copy of the schedule. Maybe that was it. That's how and then the media would then, you know, do their thing and tell you on TV or on radio.
I've told you guys, I've mentioned this enough times. so you might know it. But 2002, I think it was, right before I came over here, just sitting around the day the schedule is supposed to come out, going to BuffaloBills.com, clicking on the schedule, which would have been last year's, changing the year in the URL and having it pop up. I told my guys at ADP Chasing today this story. They're all at least 10 years younger than I am. They could not believe it. And Corrine was so funny about it. He's like, somebody just thought maybe they would forget to do it. So they typed it all in and set it all up just to make sure that later, when they remember they were supposed to post it, they could just hit a button and not have to just do it later. They just could not believe that it was like that.
That's the kind of thing I would do if I had that job, because I'd want to get an early start.
Yeah. Well, somewhere in there on the Bills website, it's there.
Right.
I mean, just how to encrypt it or whatever, like, I wouldn't even know where to start. But in 2002, all you had to do was change the number of the year in the URL. Boom. Sal Capaccio on the West Her Hotline. Today, so far, with the schedule in mind, there's no new, you know, games to talk about that are official or anything. But we know it's the last year of the stadium. What do you think is optimal? If, you know, of course, there are 32 teams to consider. If the Bills had it their way, how the season would end in the regular season, knowing, you know, all you have to do, listen to me, right? All you have to do is win the AFC East. All you have to do is win the AFC East. You'll have another, at least one more home game. But still, if it were up to them, tell us what you want. It's the last year of the stadium. How do you want to close it? What would you go for?
So I would think they'd want a divisional opponent that is also something that's kind of a, I didn't even say divisional. I think divisional comes to mind first, but it's something that you can kind of lean on your history with, right? Mm-hmm. So maybe that's even AFL, but I think divisional. So to me, Miami's the first team that comes to mind. But whether it's Miami, New York, or New England, I think they all fit, but I think Miami's the number one. So to me, it's Miami coming up here in the cold and snow. You love getting them up here in that time of the year anyway. Have that happen. And I think week 17, not week 18, would be optimal, because then if you have a chance to clinch the division, that is maybe the more likely week that you do it, considering maybe week 18, you don't even play Josh Allen.
Yeah.
Right? So I think the optimal would be, if you're going to try to envision a scenario for the league and you think, what's the best way to maximize everything we have going here?
Taco to go, taco to,
and a big Q.
Taco to go,
taco to go.
Trip Taco just $2.99. Comes with a big Q, this deal so fine. Brisket breakfast, so much to choose. For $2.99, you really can't lose.
Taco to go, taco to,
this deal legit.
Taco to go, taco,
only at Quick Trip.
Taco to go, taco to go, taco to go, $2.99.
I think it's Miami at home at night, week 17.
I like it a lot. I agree with the week 17 point.
Yeah, I've come around on that. We had a caller earlier who brought up, like, it's week 18, maybe they're not even playing. And you know, you could just turn that into a big party, because you know you've clinched. And you know, I said, if you even clinch the one, like, that's just it's like the 51-3 game. It's like, whoop, we're partying down here. But I think you'd want you want to see the guys play, right? So I think week 17 makes more sense there. I've liked the Jets for that spot, Sal, because they were, I'm a big synergy guy, right? And the first regular season home game at the stadium was the Jets. So I like that as a bookend, but really any divisional team works. And Miami's always been a bigger rival than the Jets have been. So, you know, I could get with that.
And the Jets, I mean, you go back to AFL days, and, you know, I mean, it's you could really lean on a lot there too, right? With some of that history, for sure.
Their first ever game, period, was at New York Titans, but I think that was their first ever game, you know, period. So, okay.
What do you think about the Peacock Saturday night thing? Like, we were you know, yesterday thinking Josh Allen was going to be on the Today Show tomorrow, you know, for a second time. And, you know, that got scuttled here, so he's not doing that. But that had us talking about, you know, the synergy between Hallmark and Peacock and NBC, and maybe that's why he's going on the show. I think you heard some of that, and we're communicating with us off the air. Like, do you think they're live for that Peacock Saturday night game? And could that be this, like Bills Dolphins or Bills Jets or like whomever?
I definitely think they could be in that game, but I heard your discussion yesterday, and I think I'm not the same spot you guys are. I think it's clear to me, the way I read the release, we are not getting an actual matchup on that game.
Okay.
Yet. Like, I read the release. It says, the sentence says, the Peacock Holiday Exclusive will be selected from a pool of key NFL Week 17 Saturday matchups.
Okay.
So they're going to tell you which games are going to be on Saturday, and then they're going to pick one of those to go at the night game on Peacock.
Once they get rolling and see who's good or what the best matchup Correct. Is, maybe. Yeah, okay.
So that's the way I read the release. Mike and I talked about it today, and Mike said it's just ambiguous enough to look at it a different way. And that's fine. I respect that. It's not how I read it. I read it as, we're not telling you what that Saturday night game is like we did a couple years ago, as you brought up yesterday.
Yeah, right. That's why I was leaning on that. Yeah, right.
Right. However, as part of this release, it does say, and Sunday Night Football on NBC on December 28th. I think the Bills could also be in that window, which is Sunday night, in Week 17. I do think they'd be live for the Saturday night game as well as the Sunday night game. I just don't think they're going to reveal a game on that Saturday night. It's going to be, here's our pool of games. One of them will be that. I have no idea if there's any correlation between Hallmark and Peacock. Like, I don't know that.
Well,
I've always felt, though, with the movie coming out, the Hallmark movie on the Bills, that something that week would be a little different with the Bills and them being more national.
Well, I didn't go really deep on this. I did some Googling yesterday with Hallmark and couldn't find an affiliation or ownership where they're under some big other network or streaming service. But a listener that I somewhat trust, whatever. We've communicated before, and it's never been, like, wacky. Said there is, like, Hallmark stuff streams with Peacock and NBC, or with Peacock.
Okay.
There's a synergy there, and that's where I made that connection. And that could be pretty flimsy, but that's why
It could. Like I do think the Hallmark game matters. I've said that for a while. That's why I always thought they'd be on Christmas, but we know they're not on Christmas night. And from what I understand from people I've talked to, I don't think the Bills are going to get any Christmas game. It could happen. It's not confirmed, but I just don't think it's going to happen. So I just believe much more now, either Sunday Night Football or one of those Saturday games where they put them in a window. And by the way, those Saturday games, usually they've had three and they've had two. We don't know what they're going to do this year. They're going to have they've had a 1, a 4:30, and a 8. And then sometimes they only do the 4:30 and the 8. I don't know what the plan is this year.
Yeah.
And Kansas City did get Christmas.
Yeah, how about that?
We had the story about how they wanted it, and then there was some reason to think that they wouldn't use the same teams this year that came up, but they're using Kansas City again.
Yeah.
So that's a thing.
Right. They said they wanted it. They wanted to be like Detroit or Dallas with Christmas, Kansas City. And the commissioner, I think, pretty pointedly said, we're not going to do that, but they still gave them this game this year.
Christmas night.
Yeah.
That'll be the night game against Denver. What's the line if it's Cincinnati at Buffalo week one? 4?
I say Bills 3.5 to 4, somewhere in there.
What would you take? Would you give the 4, Bulldog? You're a player.
Yeah, I'm at home.
You'd give the 4?
Yeah, yeah.
You know, Cincy traditionally just is not a good starting team.
That's right. Terrible. Terrible.
Yeah, they've been very. They lost at home to New England last year to start the season.
They lost at home to New England. Was it the year before when they went to Cleveland and got buried when Burrow was coming off that camp injury?
Yeah.
I think that was 2 years ago. Just like really bad to start the year. So I don't know. Maybe
16-10 last year.
Cost them their season.
And then the year. And then 24-3. You're right, Mike. The year before that.
Yeah. They had like 100 yards. Or something in that game against the Browns.
Last time they won a opener was in 2021 against the Vikings, 27-24.
Overtime, maybe. Yeah, and they had a Steelers game in between there, I think. And I remember they had never played the Steelers week one, maybe, or hadn't in forever. And this game they sort of gave away. Like they scored late, tied it. That was, I think, also an overtime game. And Pittsburgh was basically Pittsburgh that day.
Right.
They weren't good. But they
won
the game.
That was the game with all the bad snaps, right? They were having a bunch of bad snaps or something, long snapping, right? I think something like that happened
maybe
in that game.
Yeah. I don't know. There's something about it. Maybe it's a little bit this. I wasn't thinking about it before, but There's something about playing the Bengals first that I like for the Bills. Not even just that. Just like before they get rolling. Maybe it is. Maybe it's the same point.
Yeah.
Maybe it is the same point. Well, interesting. I wouldn't think Cincinnati is quite on the level for a primetime opener. The Sunday night game is bigger than the Monday, but maybe they are. And we'll find out no later than tomorrow night.
What's tomorrow, by the way? Do we got Today Show? We know Josh isn't on the Today Show.
Yeah.
And while you were
answering the last question, he was booked for Thursday on the Today Show and then canceled again. So that was quick. We didn't even really have time to pontificate about that. I think tomorrow is Netflix.
There is some stuff tomorrow. Hang on. I've had the whole rundown in a release here that now suddenly, because I'm saying it on the air, I cannot find it.
What's left? CBS is left.
CBS is left, and Netflix is supposed to be tomorrow. That all sounds right.
We have everybody else.
Yeah.
Is this the latest we've ever gone without knowing the Thanksgiving opponents for Dallas and Detroit as well?
Well, maybe.
Maybe.
That's tougher now. Because they'll pick from any conference, you know.
Yep,
it's just
yep,
it used to be aligned with the networks, and it's not anymore. That makes that tougher. Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Right. CBS this morning or whatever their show is, they're going to have something tomorrow morning, and the Netflix games.
Yes, and what was just the recent controversy about that show that was so funny? Belichick. That was the CBS
interview
Sunday morning, maybe. And it was like all controversial because, you know, he said that the interviewer went too far and they had a certain understanding and everything. And like Trista had the tweet for this, which is basically, if you've ever seen that show, this is the Sunday show, like basically only kind of talk about puppies. There's really never anything hard hitting.
Right.
It's just sort of think of like has the show ever sounded older, like Charles Kuralt or Charles Osgood, you know, it's all these kind of like feel good,
right?
You know, Davy and Goliath type stuff.
Not a hard hitting news magazine.
No, and Belichick was like the statement he issued about how he thought the process was out of line or whatever. All right. Anyway, Sal, thank you. If we get anything fun, maybe we'll reach out here.
All right, guys, you got it. I'll be here.
All right, that's Sal Capaccio on the West Her Hotline. His appearances are always brought to you by New York's only outlet liquor. When you need to stock up, it's the place to buy a case. What's your outlet?
Lines are open. We'll look for your calls again next, 803-0550. What do you want? Earlier, we're talking about the best way for the Bills' schedule to end, thinking about the stadium. We've had that conversation a few times, but we're coming up on the reveal here tomorrow night. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog, back after sports on WGR.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colone for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.